Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. Everyone, welcome to IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we answer your questions, queries that you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers of our guest experts are based on the Noble Book of Quran and the Hadith from Holy Prophet, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his purified family. They also take help from the narrations of the Noble Imams. Well, today our guest speaker is Brother Muhammad Liaqat Abbas, who has a Hausa plus psychology background. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you so much, sister.
So we have another beautiful question from a mom here who writes, getting my kids to clean up after themselves is exhausting. They act like putting a dish in the sink is a punishment. And I'm tired of being the only one who notices when things are messy. How can I help them see that taking care of our home is a part of being a family, not mom's job? What's a fair way to get them to take responsibility without constant nagging?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Mothers who are worn out, who are extremely tired, who are kind of like, they say that we are dead, or we are like kind of a dead body in the house, doing stuff from morning to evening, like being after the kids and seeing what they want, cleaning, making the house neat and tidy, cooking food, everything, and we kind of get worn out. We get worn out because of this, and we are tired of our life. The extreme, repeated schedule on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the extreme tiresome is also there behind it. So over here, it's very important that you assign jobs, it's compulsory upon the father. If the mother of the family is getting too tired, then it's the responsibility of the father to step in and to divide the jobs. So if this job is not divided, then the job is not done, and this is the job. Which should be made clear beforehand itself. Example, making the bed, okay? After the child wakes up, the first thing what he has to do is to make up his bed. Like fold the bed sheets, like
the blanket,
and make his bed neat and clean. And before going to sleep as well, I met a parent who told her son, okay, Muhammad, now it's the time. Of course, I had an online class with him. Now is the time after the class that you clean your room, and only then you're going to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I overheard. So then I asked the child. He was about 9 years. So I asked him, okay, after this, are you going to clean your room?
Mm-hmm.
He said, yeah, this is my daily work.
Yeah.
I said, wow, that's amazing. So what do you do when you clean your room? He said, I'm going to keep the toys in the toy place, in the toys box, basically. I have to keep my books, which I have to take to the school in the bag, and those which are not necessary in the shelf.
Yeah.
I have to make the bed if it is untidy. And sometimes I have to vacuum my own room. I was like, mashallah, you are doing a lot.
all of mom's job.
amazing, mashallah. That was really amazing. Otherwise, he's not going to get the TV time, basically. Okay. So he has those 15 to 20 minutes TV time after the class, like the online class with me.
Uh-huh.
So he's not going to get until he does this room job, okay?
Okay.
So he was assigned and it got a habit for him. So he was like... In a day when he was a bit bored and he wants to end up the class a bit early, he used to be like, I have to clean my room. I used to be like, wait a second, you have still time. You have to finish the class and then you have to clean the room because he wants to go and watch the TV. So
this duty was taken so seriously that he could even skip the class.
Yeah.
Like for a couple of minutes. Yeah.
Probably.
I understand that what you're saying. So I think all parents can relate and all the children can relate to that. We'll take a short break and we'll be back in a while.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. Brother Muhammad Liaqat Abbas is here with us, and we are discussing a very important issue like wherein a mother always feels like she always has to clean entire mess, and she's the only one, the cleaner, the cooker, and everyone. All the jobs have to be done by her, and how does she assign it to her children as well without making them feel that it's a punishment?
Yeah. As a child, I still remember because my mom used to go to school because she was a teacher. My father used to be very particular about me cleaning the house. I have to broom the house. And of course, like if it is really untidy, then I have to mop the house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my brother would do the dishes. He would wash the dishes.
Wow.
Okay, and sometimes my father would help my mom. Of course, he would help her even in washing the dishes as well. But he would help her in washing the clothes and like drying them. So he would call me. Okay. Yeah, can you help me with a few clothes in drying them?
Mm-hmm.
So I used to help him.
Mm-hmm.
So this happened really, I would say, frequently in our house because my father used to go to job.
So I think this is very important. Like you see your father also helping your mom.
Yeah, exactly.
You see that.
It's very important. Children actually learn through this process.
Observation,
It's observation, everything. What
you're trying to say here is that before you get children involved in it, the father should get involved in it.
Definitely, yeah. So there's a reason when we speak about the concept of upbringing, it's not the concept of upbringing of your kids. It's the upbringing of your own self.
Yeah.
So right now when I'm telling you, it's my upbringing, what I'm telling you,
mm-hmm.
okay? This is how I should be. Like, I should show this to my kids.
Yeah.
Okay? Like, when you're listening and when you go home, this is how you have to be. Like, the upbringing is upon the self in the first place. And then it is upon the kids. Because kids normally learn through observation.
Yeah.
And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Uswatul Hasana, that is the Holy Prophet,
mm-hmm.
it's because the Holy Prophet is the role model, is because people are watching him, they are seeing him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they learned how to speak
mm-hmm.
and how not to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Prophet was, every time he was polite and... it was like the worst of tribes in which he came into this world. Like
mm-hmm.
the Arab tribes were so cruel, so harsh
mm-hmm.
that they would just bury their own daughters alive.
Yeah.
That's like too cruel, you
yeah.
see. And in that society, in that community, and in those days, like in such a place, the Holy Prophet like he came into this world. And And alhamdulillah, and he changed the whole of community,
process.
The whole of society to such an extent that like there was Salman and I don't know, like there was Abuzar and there was Miqdad, and like he trained such people. And later on, of course, they became the companions. There was Ammar, you see, and such was the quality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So yeah, coming towards the concept of upbringing, it is because of the observation that the children learn a lot. Yeah. So we
take a short break and come back to the concluding part after this episode. Let's take a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
Imam Ali alayhi salam said, encourage your sons in their childhood to learn etiquette so that in their grown-up age they can be the joy of your eyes.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is the concluding part of today's episode. So we are discussing that how to assign the household jobs to children without letting them feel that they are being punished. So one of the important points that we extracted here is that let them learn through observation and let the father also get involved. Let not only mom be the or doing all the chores around the home. So let also be the father who is involved, and children learn a lot of things by observing. I remember my father, like whenever he would see that my mom is unwell or she's still sleeping, or he felt like, or like we would see him waking up for the like Salatul Layl, the Namaz Shab, what we say, or the night prayers. And then he, at the same time, he would make the breakfast ready. Like when everyone else was sleeping. So that was one of the greatest attributes, or I would say kind of appreciation that I would see in him towards my mom, like helping her. And that's something that made us respectful towards our mother.
Amazing, amazing. Yeah, indeed. If the fathers are respectful towards the mothers of the family, then the children will also be respectful towards the mothers. And if the fathers are disrespectful, then the children might also become disrespectful. Anyways, so coming back to this, if this happens on a frequent and regular basis, there might come a point when the child will automatically do things all by himself.
Yeah.
So I still remember whenever my parents used to be away, I would take the whole house in my hand. I would mop, I would wash the dishes, and I would even wash the clothes on the other side and dry them and everything. Like, I know I have 2 hours, so I have to do everything. You see? Like, it was a kind of habituated inside me.
Yeah.
And of course, the smile and the tears of happiness in my mom's face is another thing to say.
Yeah.
So of course, definitely the parents will become happy. You know, half of the work is done. She has to just cook the food now. Alhamdulillah. So this was all because of observation.
Yeah.
What I have learned, and of course, this is not done in a day or two. This is a gradual process. So the parents has to have, like, they should and should have a lot of patience in this process.
Yeah.
There are places where the child wants to do, like, wants to help the mother, but there's another thing, there's another inclination of playing games or whatever towards the siblings, or even video games, which are, like, very common in today's life. And yeah, this is extremely important. When you assign works for your child, it's very important that there should be no screen near them.
Oh.
Like the phone, Android or whatever. What I mean is this. Because
keep it
the
away.
TV is normally off. Yeah, but the phone and computer, laptop especially, these shouldn't be on. Like even in the hand of the father.
Right.
Okay, the father can't say, I'm doing my work and he's on the phone. And you do this thing, like you help your mom in washing the dishes.
Yeah.
Okay? the child, because there are a few games in the phone, even if the child does washes the dishes, he would still have this inclination towards the phone.
And my father is working on the phone, and I also want
the
to
phone
be
is on, and I'm washing the dishes. Okay. Why is the phone on?
Right.
And why is the phone like,
so
I can
will
see
kind
light.
Of still feel kind of unjust our punishment, as we said in the beginning.
Yeah.
So it's all about involvement and entire involvement.
Yeah. So you can, like, the father can do some other work, like in the house. And example, he can himself get involved if possible.
Yeah.
That is the best thing. And like you can set a time. Okay, 30 minutes, everyone will do work, like we'll work in the house, we'll make the house neat and clean, everything. I'll do this, you do that, and you do. So
assigning.
This way, assigning, in those 30 minutes, and after that, we will have a break, inshallah.
Yeah, thank you so much, Brother Liaka. That was all the time we had for today's episode, and these were really valuable insights. Thank you, dear listeners, for tuning in. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another episode, take good care. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.